This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are with Jeffrey Radcliffe, Mission Controller and CEO of Post Launch, a web presence marketing firm specializing in SEO, on-site content creation, keyword-rich content creation, video marketing, marketing automation, social media management, and engagement. On today's episode of Enterprise Radio, Jeffrey will be discussing SEO through content syndication. Jeffrey, always a pleasure to have you with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm really excited to be back.
Yes, and it's always great to have you with us. You always do provide great information and advice around website presence and marketing efforts for the listeners. So today, to get started, is SEO still a technical practice?
Eric, that's one of the great questions of the day when it comes to online marketing, and we have found that it really is not much of a technical practice anymore. The search engines have gotten so smart these days that they can actually consume a well-written piece of content, you know, an article, a video, an informational page from a website, and actually determine that, hey, this is exactly what the customers are looking for. So it's really changed the face of the SEO industry, search engine optimization, for the people that are wondering what that is. It's really changed the face of the industry because it's no longer a technical practice. You don't need a super-duper computer geek to be doing SEO for you. You really need to get a good quality writer. And there's a whole lot more people in the world that can write well than people who can build, you know, technical websites.
And that's quite interesting information. Now, tell us, what is content syndication?
So content syndication is the terminology that is used to get a piece of content, a blog article we'll use, for example, or an online press release, visible. And one of the great ways to think about this is a throwback to the old public relations days when PR was everything when it came to getting your business found online. You would write an article, you'd have an article written, and then as a matter of getting it picked up by publishers. So we use the term content syndication these days, essentially finding publishers who will publish your content. Just putting it on your own site, on your own blog, isn't really good enough. So what we do, you know, a well-written piece of content is great. It's the foundation. But getting it syndicated, meaning having it show up on other places, is really the crux of quality content marketing.
Also, Jeffrey, get into why content syndication is so important for SEO.
So content syndication, as we just touched on, is the process of getting your website content put on other people's websites. What this does is it actually creates a trail for a search engine bot to follow that comes back to your website. They'll pick up that good piece of content in other places and follow back and say, wow, hang on, this is the source of this content. It really builds, the technical term is backlinking, but it builds authority for your website to have your content mentioned or cited or syndicated on other places. So the search engines look at you and say, wow, there's a lot of other websites pointing back to, you know, this guy's website. We better pay attention to it as well.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Jeffrey Radcliffe, Mission Controller and CEO of Post Launch, a web presence marketing firm specializing in SEO, on-site content creation, keyword-rich content creation, video marketing, marketing automation, social media management, and engagement here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100-plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. So, Jeffrey, tell us, how do I or anyone syndicate our content?
It's actually a whole lot easier than you think. It's a little bit time-consuming, but I'm going to give everyone the silver bullet on how to make this the most effective and really give them sort of the 101 version of how to make this work for you today. So, you've written a piece of content. We're going to call it a blog article. We've written a blog article. You've done your research. You've taken the time to write a nice, compelling 500-word piece of content that's interesting to you and interesting to your readers. There are so many free sources to syndicate your content. The internet is so incredibly thirsty for content. It's really a matter of setting up a simple account. And some of the ones I really love to use are Digg. If you guys remember Digg.com, Digg.com, Delicious, StumbleUpon, Tumblr, Tagged, Reddit. Any of those are available to use and free for you to cite your content. And the best way to do it, the best practice, is simply say, hey, here's a great article that you should read, and link it back from those free content aggregator sites back to your website.
Awesome stuff there. And what are the three best free syndication channels?
The ones that we found to be truly the most effective, now it's going to vary slightly from industry to industry, but utilizing Reddit, StumbleUpon, and Tumblr are three that you should absolutely use all the time. You have the ability with each one to find subcategories and subsections that are relevant to your business, and post your links in those three areas. Post your stories. Talk about your story. Here's a great article on my page. Please read it. So they're really, really fantastic, and everybody should be incorporating this as part of their online marketing campaign.
Always exciting tidbits that you always share. We really appreciate it. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners tuning in today on the topic that we have been covering today?
You know, one of the things that I always say, where I'm more than happy to actually sit down and speak with someone, or they can call or they can email and talk about their own practices. It is really, really straightforward. And if you've been writing and publishing on your blog or your website regularly, jump back in and grab your old stuff and syndicate it. Get that authority up, get those backlinks built, and get your stuff more visible. Simply a matter of time.
It is postlaunch.co. Jeffrey, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us once again. Always valuable information. Certainly great to have you with us each and every time right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeffrey Radcliffe, Mission Controller and CEO of PostLaunch, a web presence marketing firm specializing in SEO, on-site content creation, keyword-rich content creation, video marketing, marketing automation, social media management, and engagement. And again, for more information and for contact, simply visit postlaunch.com. CEO. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.